news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, taking good care of us. He is why shortly after the interview. The interview is going to be posted on the WKOK podcast page, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. He'll make sure it's on every platform everywhere so we can make sure that the word about the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA is spread far and wide. With that, we welcome back to our studios Kimberly Wilkinson. Wilkerson is here. She's Communications Director at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, trying to spread the word about tons of stuff going on at tons of places, and that's got to be a crazy busy job. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I really do appreciate you coming. I just think there's so much to say. I'm lucky enough to be a member of the Y, so I know that there's a lot goes on there that, boy, you just wish more people knew about or more people got involved. So this is a great time. And Courtney Lahr is here. She's the program director at the Milton branch of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming in, too. And I know the Milton Y is probably like one of the unsung heroes itself in our area, just trying to make a great big difference in the community. Good meeting place, go-to place for a lot of things. And, of course, swimming and athletics and working out in the gym. And it's pretty much the only public sauna anywhere that I know of at the Y.
Yes, yes, so. Yes. And our pool actually turns 90 this year.
No kidding, 90.
Yes,
wow, that's
90.
Crazy. Who knew? Okay, well, yeah, what a fixture. It's been there for almost a century. All right, super. Well, Kimberly, we're here today to talk about one thing in particular, Healthy Kids Day, and then 100 things in general that relate to the other Y. So let's do the Healthy Kids Day that's coming up because we want to make sure that parents know about this.
Absolutely. This is going to be on Saturday, April 30th. And this is actually, it's a golden anniversary because it's its 30th anniversary of Healthy Kids Day happening. So it's going to be happening at our Mifflinburg, Sunbury, and Milton branches. Mifflinburg and Sunbury is going to be 10 a.m. to noon, and the Milton one is going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can expect lots of kids' activities, obstacle courses, parachute games, face painting, fire trucks. I know there's therapy dogs, raffles at a couple different ones. Courtney, can you add more? Because she knows specifically what's happening at the Milton one.
So the Milton one, we're going to have vendors there. We also will have the fire trucks there also. But the vendors that we are going to have is Geisinger Wellness and Dental Team. We will also have Wise's Dietitian. The Milton Library will be there, so we'll have some community outreach. The Milton Fire Department, the Susquehanna Site Services, so they'll be able to look into kids' eyes, check them. We will also have Head Start, Kingdom Kids, our local swim team, Coach V and the Rockets will be there if you want to register your kid for a swim team. And then we will also have the Milton High School for face painting.
Hi. Is this going to be fun? I mean, you got a good list there, but come on. We're going to have a blast. Am
oh,
I right?
Yes. Blast.
Absolutely. I forgot to mention the fun run, too. Mifflinburg is going to have a fun run happening at 11:30 a.m. There's so many things happening at all the different things. We can't even get it in this morning.
So at Healthy Kids Day, April 30th, so that's a Saturday, mm-hmm. And the times at each location again?
Mm-hmm. For Mifflinburg and Sunbury, it's 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and for Milton, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And do you want people to sign up in advance?
We do have Facebook events that are created, so if you want to go on Facebook, it actually has the details more there, and you can, you know, click you're going. That's a great way to let us know, but not necessarily. We're going to be prepared for as many people that are coming. So, yeah, if you just want to show up that day, that works too.
All right. Well, I just learned how to play pickleball, so if you have that, that'll be fun. Yeah, you guys are a great place to go play pickleball up at the Miller Center, so mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of fun. I highly encourage it if you have the means, mm-hmm. And if I can play, you know, it, I wouldn't say I excel at it, but that's another topic. Okay, so that's the Healthy Kids Day. Well, beyond that, I think we should really just run down some of the activities, sort of the what's new would probably be a good way.
You were just talking about pickleball, so is it okay if I jump into that?
Sure.
Milton actually has pickleball going on right now on Wednesdays in the evening during April from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's $5 for non-members. If you're already a member, it's completely free. So that's something happening on Wednesday nights. If you want to come out, hey, Mark, you can come out and practice some more and get a little better if you want.
Well, Courtney described Milton evenings when the pickleball's happening.
So pickleball, anybody can come except for non-members would pay the $5. Mm-hmm. We, with our gym being a smaller gym, there is only one court. So we could double up and play teams against each other, or you can play singles if there's not that many there. But pickleball is basically like tennis, but it's like with a wiffle ball and a paddle instead of a tennis racket. But it's like the same concept as tennis. So if nobody knows not how to play, it'll be easy and people will be there to help you out. So.
I like to think of it as life-size ping pong.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah, ping pong. Yeah.
So that's fun.
And I heard that it's the fastest growing sport in America right now. I don't know if that's really true. Do you think?
Well, it is fun. And, you know, you can have fun. And if you hit a bad shot, you know, it's everybody's having a blast. Although there are some serious pickleball players around here going out of the region.
There are.
Emanating from the Miller Center and the Cornerstone Church and some other places around here.
Oh,
so
well, that reminds me.
It's catching on.
The pickleball tournament. Let me scroll to Lewisburg
stuff. One? Okay.
Yeah, we might as well hit it since we're talking about pickleball. So at the Lewisburg YMCA Miller Center on April 30th, there's a pickleball tournament. So if you're, you know, even if you're just getting started, like go check out the details on the website and get involved in that. There's doubles. So if you feel more confident playing with another person, that is happening. But you're right. We have a huge crowd at the Lewisburg YMCA doing pickleball all the time. And they have so much fun together.
All right, Courtney, what else is happening at the Milton YMCA? Pickleball is just one of the things. What else is happening in the days ahead?
So we have glow-in-the-dark dodgeball at the Milton YMCA. So recently we just had 6th and 7th graders from different school districts like Milton and Shikellamy came up. That was a blast. They had fun. That was about almost 15 kids there. And then we just recently did 2nd through 5th grade. We had school districts from Warrior Run, Lewisburg, Milton. We didn't have locals like Shikellamy and Seals Grove, but it will get around. It will get out there that we have it. But that was like almost like 30 kids that came for that night.
They had so
much
fun.
So the room is dark.
Yes.
But the dodgeball
the dodgeballs glow. And then we also have lines on our gym floor that we just got redone. Our gym floor is newer, so we had them put the lines on that glow. So they even the lines. And then we have pennies that glow in the dark.
Well, okay, so that's easier to see. Mm-hmm. And without depth perception, which you need light to do that, how do you know when the ball's where it is? Or
so we have glow lights that we put up all around the gym.
Okay,
so they will be able to see, yes.
The light number of, that's for 2nd through 5th graders is what that dodgeball's for.
If you want to see
that.
If you want to see what it looks like, go to our Milton Facebook page because they posted some pictures and you can see. You can see a decent amount, but it's dark enough that it's really fun, too.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like a blast for the kids. All right, now you're going to close the Muscle Man Fitness Center that I've been to from time to time, May 2nd through the 15th. What's happening then?
Well, it's actually now May 2nd to the 23rd, but we are going to redo the floor all through the fitness center. We are going to do some painting in there. New fitness equipment will be coming in and new lights in there. We're also doing some renovations. We just did in the locker rooms too, so there's a lot going on at the Milton YMCA right now on new building updates and stuff like that, because we are an older building, so a lot of it is renovated. The women's just opened up and a lot of people had a lot to say about it, and then the men's will open up on Wednesday, so there's a lot going on at the Milton Y, which I'm glad it's coming to that it needs it, and I think the members and new members will love it, the way that it's going on at the Milton YMCA. So
at Mifflinburg, there's a walking club, there's a lot of new equipment up there, and a teen leaders club, and a virtual auction will be a fundraiser coming up on May 13th at the Mifflinburg YMCA. What is new at the Sunbury YMCA?
At the Sunbury YMCA, we also have an online auction that's coming up that helps to raise the charitable funds that we use to give to scholarships for people to make sure that everyone can come and use the Y and take part in our programs. That's happening April 29th through May 6th. It's kind of we're closing in on donations, so if you would like to donate for things that we can auction off to the Sunbury YMCA, please get in contact with Katrina Mowry. We would really appreciate that. And then also youth strength and conditioning listening classes that Chris oversees. We've got three of those happening right now, the strength and agility, strength and conditioning, and then also a youth balance and injury prevention. So those are all on our website. If you go and check out the schedule, you can see when those are happening. We got lifeguard training classes. We got one happening in April, one happening in May. See, there's so much, Mark, I can't even get it all in.
It's crazy. And up at Lewisburg, Singer Size, a checkers tournament, Girls on the Run fundraising Zumbathon.
Yes.
We haven't heard about any Zumbathons in a while, so that should be a big one. Oh, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., so the girls will have a lot of fun there, and men,
right,
too.
Mm-hmm.
The pickleball tournament and the golf simulators are up there at Miller Center, plus a lot of other things up there. And at all the Y's, real quickly, you're just promoting membership.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right now, we've got 2020 going on. That's where and it's bring a friend. You guys, if you're already a Y member, bring a friend between now and April 15th to try the Y for free. If your friend joins, you both are going to get 20% off the cost of your membership. And hey, if you don't know anybody at the Y, come and tell us and we will match you with somebody. We'll get you a friend. We want to get you that savings. We want to get you connected because we know it's a great place to be and everybody belongs at the Y.
Kimberly Wilkerson, Communications Director, Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And Courtney Lahr. First radio appearance, right?
Yes.
Absolutely fabulous. Nicely done. Program Director at the Milton Branch of the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. GSVYMCA.org.